Welcome, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Wednesday, June 3rd. Today is National Repeat Day. I'll repeat that. Today is National Repeat Day. So if this morning feels like you already hit snooze, made coffee, checked your phone, and wondered what day it was three separate times, congratulations. You're celebrating correctly. I said congratulations, you're celebrating correctly. Coming up today, Cal Fire and Owens Valley Conservation Camp are putting the chipper to work for hazard tree mitigation. Big Pine students delivered big for the Inyo County Animal Shelter. Inyo County Sheriff's K-9 teams visited schools across the county. Bishop Elementary students competed in Battle of the Books. Mono County has named a new public works director. The Red Cross and Mono County are offering emergency shelter training. The Bishop Senior Center remains temporarily closed. Southern Inyo Healthcare District receives a major grant. Mammoth Lakes is kicking off the summer of stewardship, and the election results have started to come in. We'll give you what we know. Also, sports and your community calendar. Today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast is brought to you by Great Basin Bakery, serving fresh bread, bagels, pastries, sandwiches, and all the baked good encouragement you need to get through the day. Whether you're grabbing breakfast, lunch, coffee, or just pretending you're only going in to look, Great Basin Bakery is a Bishop favorite for locals, travelers, and anyone who understands that fresh bread can fix a lot of problems. All right, let's get into it. Here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. We'll start in Inyo County, where the semi-official third report shows all 13 precincts reporting. Inyo County had 10,855 registered voters with 2,832 ballots cast. That includes 831 in-person ballots and 2,001 mailed ballots. In the governor's race in Inyo County, Steve Hilton led the field with 892 votes, or 32.24%. Chad Bianco was second with 558 and 20.17%. Javier Becerra followed with 436 votes, or 15.76%. Tom Steyer had 423 votes. That's 15.29%. In the Inyo County Supervisor District 1 race, with two of two precincts reporting, Trina Oral led with 329 votes, or 56.3%. Carl Holscher had 254 votes, or 43.57%. In Inyo County Supervisor District 3 race, also with two of two precincts reporting, Scott Marslin led with 251 votes, or 41.76%. Stephen Orihuela followed with 223 votes, or 37.10%. And Ted Carlton had 127 votes, or 21.13%. For Inyo County Superior Court Judge Seat 1, Dana Crome led with 1,628 votes, or 63.05%. Taylor Fitzmaurice had 954 votes, or 36.95%. Superior Court Judge Seat 2, Stephen Place led with 1,887 votes, or 74.73%. Gerard Harvey had 638 votes, or 25.27%. Now to Mono County, where all 12 precincts were reporting. Mono County had 7,997 registered voters with 1,690 ballots cast for a turnout of 21.13%. That includes 431 Election Day ballots and 1,259 vote by mail ballots. The governor's race in Mono, Steve Hilton led with 526 votes. Javier Becerra was second, 382 votes. Tom Steyer followed with 269 votes. And Chad Bianco had 249 votes. U.S. Representative 5th District, Tom McClintock led in Mono County with 749 votes. And Michael Masuda had 537 votes. And Mike Barkley had 147 votes. And Dan Stroud followed up with 104 votes. For State Senate District 4, Jaron Brandon led Mono County with 744 votes, or 48.82%, and Maria Alvarado-Gill had 439 votes. That's 28.81%. Alexandra Duarte had 341 votes as well. And on Measure N, the special tax measure for Mammoth Unified School District, yes led with 429 votes, or 52.13%. No had 392 votes. That race had 897 ballots cast out of 5,065 registered voters for a turnout of 17.71%, with six of six precincts reporting. Again, these are county level results from Inyo and Mono counties only. You can find the full formatted election results now at EasternSierra.com. now. And we will update this Thursday evening, so you'll probably hear about it Friday morning. But in the meantime, head over to Eastern Sierra Now or check out the mobile app for more on local elections. Cal Fire Battalion, 4 personnel, and Owens Valley Conservation Camp recently put the unit chipper to work in Inyo County, supporting hazard tree mitigation projects at the Inyo County Fairgrounds, Mill Pond Park, and Community Defensible Space events in Wilkerson and Starlight, following the significant wind event on May 17th. The chipper also played a key role in helping it mitigate storm-related tree and limb damage throughout the region. A great example of how partnerships, prevention, and the right tools can help keep our communities safer and more resilient. The critters and staff at the Inyo County Animal Shelter would like to say a huge thank you to the Big Pine Unified Schools for their recent Better Earth donation drive to benefit the animals who are awaiting adoption. The donation efforts of the students paid off. The shelter loved seeing the students created posters promoting the donation drive posted around local businesses, and the donations started pouring in. In the end, the shelter received 987 pounds of litter, 524 cans of food, 88 boxes of deodorizer, 5 bags of food, and piles of leashes, toys, pet beds, blankets, and more. Thank you, Big Pine student, staff, and community. Over the past few weeks, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office Canine Unit had the opportunity to visit several schools throughout Inyo County to provide educational demonstrations for students. Students got a firsthand look at their K-9 program, including the training, certification standards, and daily care that keeps the canine partners healthy, focused, and ready for duty. The K-9 teams are trained in narcotics detection and suspect apprehension, supporting law enforcement by helping local illegal narcotics track suspects and enhance officer safety during searches and investigations. The current teams include K-9 Fight, partnered with Sergeant Noonan, K-9 Aeson, partnered with Deputy Bartlett, and K-9 Anvar, partnered with Deputy Lloyd. Inyo County Sheriff's Office thanks all the schools who welcomed them, and they look forward to continuing these visits next year. Last week, students at Bishop Elementary participated in a Battle of the Books competition. Since the beginning of the school year, the school's amazing students have been diving into fantastic stories, turning pages, and discovering the joy of reading. Last week, students divided into teams and faced off in an exciting competition, answering questions about the books they read throughout the year. Congrats to first place winners Aria Carrillo, Elodie Curry, Blake Everhart, and Emma Lindsay. Developing a love of reading takes work. The enthusiasm, teamwork, and knowledge the students showed was remarkable. The school thanks all the teachers, aides, and families who supported their young readers on this literary journey. Mono County is pleased to announce the appointment of Chad Sr. as the county's new Public Works Director. Sr. will officially assume the role in June, succeeding current Director Paul Rotten upon his retirement. Sr. brings a valuable blend of technical expertise and practical leadership to the department. Since 2017, he has served Mono County in various key engineering roles, most recently as the Transportation and Environmental Engineer. In this capacity, he has been instrumental in overseeing transportation programs, solid waste operations, capital planning, and grant administration. Sr. will officially step into the director role following Paul Rotten's retirement. Rotten's last scheduled day with the county is June 5th, 2026. Mono County plans to formally recognize and thanks Rotten for his many years of dedicated service to the community as his retirement date approaches. Learn the fundamentals of emergency shelter operations and help support your community when it matters most. Join the American Red Cross and Mono County HHS for hands-on emergency shelter training in Bridgeport and June Lake this June. On Monday, June 15th, an emergency shelter exercise will be held at 73 North School Street in Bridgeport from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Tuesday, June 16th, an emergency shelter fundamentals workshop will be held at 90 West Granite Avenue in June Lake from 1 to 5 p.m. You'll learn registration, basic operations and support, and client care and safety. Call Mono County Health and Human Services at 760-920-1780 for more information. The Inyo County Health and Human Services Department announces that the Bishop Senior Center will be closed from June 1st through June 7th due to emergency, maintenance, and repairs related to a recent water leak. During this temporary closure, seniors' congregate meals and events at the center are canceled for this week. Home-delivered meals will continue without interruption and will be delivered according to the normal schedule. Seniors who need a bus pass may obtain one at the Inyo County Office Building located at 1360 North Main Street between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. The county is working as quickly as possible to complete repairs and reopen the center for regular services. They apologize for any inconvenience this unexpected closure has caused. For questions or assistance, please contact the Inyo County Health and Human Services Department at 760-873-5240. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they could turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill announced that Southern Inyo Healthcare District has received a $400,000 emergency grant from the state's Distressed Hospital Grant Program under AB 108. The grant, administered by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information, provides one-time emergency relief to financially distressed hospitals. Southern Inyo Healthcare District was one of only four hospitals statewide selected to receive funding, a direct result of Senator Alvarado Gill's focused efforts to support rural healthcare infrastructure. Southern Inyo Healthcare District is essential to thousands of residents, families, seniors, and visitors in our rural communities. Alvarado Gill said, "Rural hospitals like Southern Inyo face unique challenges, and I'm pleased the state is stepping up to provide this support." Kevin Flanagan, CEO, Southern Inyo Healthcare District, said, "Receiving this $400,000 grant is a tremendous relief and will help us continue delivering high-quality healthcare to our patients in the Eastern Sierra. We are deeply grateful for the support from Senator Alvarado Gill and her team, who have fought tirelessly to keep rural hospitals open." Senator Alvarado Gill thanks local leaders, hospital staff, and advocates for their partnership. Mammoth Lakes Trail System is kicking off the 2026 Summer of Stewardship with June opportunities. Here's what you can do this month to give back to the trails, lakes, and public lands you love. June 5th is Trails Trivia at Mammoth Brewing Company at 6 p.m. June 6th is the National Trails Day volunteer event at Sherwin Meadows Trailhead from 9 a.m. to noon. June 10th is Wednesday Work Night featuring trail work from 5 to 7 p.m., followed by food and beverages. June 16th is Tangle Free Waters Clear the Line Cleanup at Convict Lake from 5 to 7 p.m. June 25th is Trashy Thursday. That's my favorite day. Community cleanup at Mammoth Lakes Library from 5 to 7 p.m. with dinner to follow. Whether you have an hour or a whole morning, there's a stewardship opportunity for everyone this month. Join the Summer of Stewardship and help keep Mammoth Lakes beautiful all summer long. More info can be found on the Town of Mammoth Lakes website. The Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce is looking for parade crew volunteers for the town's annual 4th of July parade. It takes a big community effort to bring Mammoth's 4th of July parade to life, and the volunteers are a huge part of that. A range of roles are available. Be interested? Contact the chamber today. Have you ever taken the time to prepare your pets for an emergency? It's National Pet Preparedness Month, so don't forget to have a plan for them too. Make sure your emergency kit or go bag includes food, water, latest vaccination records, meds, their favorite toy, a blanket, perhaps a pet carrier or crate, and a leash, and a photo in case you ever get separated from them. Do you have a plan with your neighbors you can count on to evacuate them for you? If you can't get home to do it yourself, that is. Large animals will need significantly more preparation. And did you know it's best to evacuate them during an evacuation warning status and not wait for an order if possible? For more, visit the pets page under Get Ready on the Ready Inyo website at ready.inyocounty.us. Get involved to help prevent the harmful impacts of invasive species that threaten our state's natural resources, ecology, and economy during California's Invasive Species Action Week, June 6th through the 14th. Invasive species threaten the abundance of native species through competition for resources, predation, disease transmission, or by causing physical changes to the invaded habitat. Impacts of invasive species on natural ecosystems, agriculture and other developed lands, water delivery, and flood protection systems may also negatively affect human health and the economy. The mission of CDFW's Invasive Species Program is to reduce the impacts of invasive species on the wildlands and waterways of California. The program is involved in efforts to prevent the introduction of these species into the state, detect and respond to introductions when they occur, and prevent the spread of those species that have established. Be a part of the effort to remove invasive species and restore wildlife habitat throughout the year by volunteering through the California State Parks Foundation and other local organizations. Californians can also help stop the spread of invasive species by taking small, everyday actions such as landscaping with the native plants, not releasing unwanted pets into the wild, and to clean, drain, and dry gear when recreating in bodies of water. The CISAW page lists simple actions Californians can take all year long while visiting natural areas, boating, fishing, and even at home. Well, we unfortunately do have one obit here. A celebration of life for Wayne Cox will be held at Bishop Country Club Golf Course on Saturday, June 6th at noon. Please join friends and family for a luncheon to honor a life well lived. Bring your favorite stories to share. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Serving up real barbecue, big flavor, and the kind of stop on Highway 395 that can turn a normal day into a better one. Whether you're headed to a market, a trail event, a community cleanup, or just looking for a good excuse to pull over in Big Pine, Copper Top Barbecue is always worth putting on the calendar. That's coppertopbarbecue.com. Trust me, if you haven't, you'll see why. Go, check it out. Mammoth Wednesday Market starts tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at Outbound Mammoth in the Bar Sierra parking lot. Come stock up for the week on local food, support regional growers and ranchers, and help keep building a stronger local food system here in the Eastern Sierra. The Farm to Table Market returns this week on Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Bishop United Methodist Church, presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh. The market is free and features food, local makers, live music, and more. Several local organizations are hosting volunteer trail maintenance project for the National Trails Day on Saturday. Join Mammoth Lakes and the Inyo National Forest at the Sherwin Meadows Trailhead at 9 a.m. or join the Friends of the Inyo and the Humboldt Toyabe National Forest at Annette's Mono Village at 9 a.m. Sierra Summer Nights launches in Mammoth Lakes at Mammoth Creek Park on June 11th. The all-ages community event will feature local artisan vendors, food trucks, Blue Heron, local produce, live music from 6 to 8 p.m., cornhole games, and complimentary access to the Mammoth Rec Zone from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Friday night markets will be held on Academy Street in Bishop on June 12th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. The market will feature local crafters, artists, food trucks, and live music. Market parking is available behind Academy on Church Street. Bishop Elks Lodge number 1603 is hosting a Flag Day celebration at Elks Park on June 14th at 12:30 p.m. Celebrate Flag Day with the Bishop community. They'll have a flag ceremony, barbecue, hot dogs, games, and more. Volunteer Eastern Sierra's Not Your Grandma's Bingo returns on Tuesday, June 16th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Warming Hut in Mammoth. Happy hour runs from 3 to 5. Registration starts at 5 p.m. and bingo starts at 6. Mono County Search and Rescue will receive all proceeds. Come to support their life-saving efforts and have a rollicking good time. That's your Eastern Sierra Now news for Wednesday, June 3rd. Thanks for listening and for staying connected with what's happening across Inyo and Mono counties. And thank you again to Great Basin Bakery and Bishop for sponsoring today's Eastern Sierra Now newscast. We'll be back with more Eastern Sierra Now news on KIBS KBOV every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5. But local news doesn't wait for the top of the hour, so anytime you want to catch up, head to easternsierranow.com. Open the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social and YouTube for all the video stories and interviews that you can want. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a great day. Check your emergency kit, support local, and remember, on National Repeat Day, if you make a mistake, I just call it a theme.